May the force be with you, Cody.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. You're listening to Bonersode 133 for July 16th, 2022. And I know it's about 3:30 in the morning, sorry to wake you, but I just had the most intense fever dream about my neighbor. I'm still kind of new to the neighborhood and I don't want things to be awkward. My producer, Cody No Name, is probably going to be pissed that I'm using studio time on personal business, but if all of you don't mind, I'm going to call my neighbor real quick and get this off my chest. Thanks for your understanding. Oh, hello, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, it's Richard from down the street.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yeah, I know it's late and everything. I just woke up a few minutes ago, and I had this wild dream. I kind of wanted to run it by you and apologize.
Go ahead.
You know, I don't think it means anything, you know, but in my dreams, we were kissing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I just, you know, like in the dream, it felt good and everything. It felt right, but I just thought I should come clean. You know, I don't want things to be awkward.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you were a good kisser and everything. It was nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a dream. I don't really want to kiss you.
Okay, who is this?
It's Richard from down the street.
Do me a favor. If you have another dream like that, keep it to yourself. I'm not interested. Thanks, pal.
Buddy, I'm just trying to be a good neighbor. You know, I don't want things to be weird. Nothing.
It's over.
Nothing has to change. You know, like we can just keep on going about our lives and being good neighbors. It just, you know, it didn't mean anything.
All right, good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, you're a good kisser.
It didn't mean nothing to me either.
I mean, you're a good kisser. You know, it felt nice.
Richard, you call me back again, and I'm going to come down there and beat your fucking head in with a hammer.
No, that's not, no, come on. I mean, you don't have to say things like that. You know, like, don't make it weird. That's what I'm saying.
You're the weirdo.
No, come on. Come on, don't make it weird. It was just a dream. You know, we can just forget about this. I just thought.
Serious, I'm hanging up. No. If you call again, I'm not answering.
No, buddy, come on. Buddy, come on.
Veteran.
And I know. I know. That's probably why deep down I really want to kiss you. I'm attracted to veterans.
I'm a badass son of a bitch.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, who's calling?
It's Winston from around the corner.
I'm not sure I know who you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm just over here on plane, kind of up the road a bit.
What can I do to help you?
Well, can you just put your manager on, please?
This is not... I don't know who you're calling, but...
Lisa, right? Lisa, over there on...
Yes.
Yeah, can you just put your manager on?
There's no manager. I'm just a resident.
Oh, where is he? Where's Ken?
He's not a manager.
Oh, you know what I mean. Just your man, your handler, or whatever. Where is he?
Can you just tell me what you're calling about? Because we don't know you.
Oh, I just needed to talk to Ken. Is he around? Is he home?
No, he's not.
Well, I guess I can talk to you then. I just needed to let you guys know about the filming that's going to be going on.
What filming?
There's going to be some camera drones kind of zipping around your house for about an hour. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, why would we have them going around our house?
Well, I work for Rockstar, you know, the video game developer, and we're going to be putting the neighborhood in the next Grand Theft Auto, you know, the video game series. And so that's why I was calling, just to let you know, we're going to be taking some scans, some photos and everything of your house here in about 10 minutes or so.
Well, you know, I would prefer not to have our house scanned at all.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's just photos. It's filming outside. Like, we don't need your permission or anything. Like, your house is going to be in the video game. It's going to be kind of neat.
Well, who's giving you, wait, this is the thing. Who's giving you permission to come and scan our house with a drone and then put it in a video game?
Oh, we don't need...
That's not...
Well, we don't need permission, ma'am. It's see, that's why I wanted to talk to Ken, because I knew he would understand it better. But
well,
yeah,
no, it's not that he would understand it any better. I mean, I'm highly educated, so it's
oh,
not
nice.
Like I'm
very
some
nice,
dope.
Honey.
Well, no, it's not like I'm some dope that you're speaking to.
Well, no, I didn't say you were dope. I'm just, you're a woman, so like technology is kind of
hard
to grasp.
Let me tell you something. I may be a woman, but I'm pretty sharp. So
okay,
this
well,
is
let
the
me...
end of this conversation. And
Lisa, can you just put your manager on? You're being way too emotional right now.
No, I'm not emotional.
Hello?
Hello, Brad?
Yes.
Hey, Brad, it's Todd over here at the Burger King.
Yes?
Yeah. Hey, my manager just wanted me to give you a ring and just ask politely and nicely if you could please not walk through the drive-thru anymore.
What?
You know
walk
how you,
through the drive-thru?
Yeah, you know how you've been coming over here the last few times and you walk through the drive-thru on foot, like you come up to the window and everything?
Okay, let's try this again. You're saying that I am walking through the drive-thru at Burger King?
Yeah, you know how you've done that the last...
How do you know it's me?
Oh, my manager, he was looking at the security cam footage, and he saw you. I mean, he identified you on there. It's okay. We don't want any trouble or anything, but, you know, just for safety and liability reasons, you really shouldn't be walking through there on foot.
Okay, what do I look like?
I'm sure you look just fine. You know, that's not really in question,
I'm
but...
I'm sure I would look different than what you would describe.
I'm sure you look like a big old stud muffin, but that doesn't really have anything to do with anything. I'm just, you know, just for your own health, you know. Like, we don't want you to be injured while you're walking.
Do you call a lot of people like this? This is it's not a spoof, but it's, you're having fun, I'm sure.
No, not really. It's just something my manager wanted me to do. I know it sounds a little silly and everything.
If I walk through again, would I be able to get like a free Whopper?
I will give you a free kiss on the mouth. How about that?
No, but I would like something to eat. If I walk up to your drive-thru, I would love to have something to eat or drink.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, sir. You can't, like, you can come through in your car, or if you want to be on foot, you can come inside. But you can't.
Well, but can I come through barefoot then?
Sir.
I mean, I could wear shoes if that makes a difference.
Yeah.
I could even wear wooden shoes like they do in
okay,
Holland,
sir.
But would that work?
Okay, sir. I'm going to need to talk to your manager.
No, you don't talk to my manager. I need to talk to
I
your
talk
manager.
I want to talk to Jane right now. Put your manager on. Immediately.
Okay. Hold on.
Hurry up.
Jane. What was your name again?
This is Todd.
Todd. This is Todd at Burger King. And he has called. His manager has viewed all the security footage, and he does not want me walking through the drive-thrus anymore because it's dangerous. Okay? And I guess I wasn't answering the way he wants, so he wants to speak to my manager. And he said, I want to talk to Jane, so he knows that you're my manager. Oh, here is my manager, okay? Now be careful.
Okay, thank you.
She's a redhead, okay?
Oh, that's going to be trouble.
This is the redheaded manager. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Jane. It's Todd over at the Burger King. I heard Brad explaining the whole situation to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do me a favor and pull down his pants and give him a spanking? Right. Just.
You, as a manager, do you really think that I should do that? Or don't you think that would be sexual harassment?
No, that's okay. I give you permission to just clap his bottom raw.
I just am really not sure that you are in a position to give me that authority.
Yeah, I outrank you. So just go ahead and pull those trousers down and clap that rump raw.
Oh, well, I will take that under advisement. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Give Brad a big old kiss for me, right on the lips.
That I can do. That may be sexual harassment, too, but you know what? I would risk that one.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay,
hot. That's
thank
hot.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay, thanks. Have a large day.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Pam?
Yes.
Hey, Pam. It's Todd over here at the Burger King.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, my manager just wanted me to give you a ring and just ask if you could not walk through the drive-thru anymore.
Wait a minute. I'm not at Burger King.
Oh, yeah, we know you're not here now. Just, you know, the last...
I have never been at Burger King walking through the driveway. Who are you talking to?
Oh, I was looking for Pam.
That's who you're got, but I never walked through it.
Well, no, it's...
I don't even live anywhere near Burger King.
Well, yeah, I didn't say that you did.
You think I'm walking up that area?
Well, no, ma'am, I didn't say you walked over here. I'm just saying that you walked through the drive-through.
No,
and just for
I
your
did
own...
not. You know what? I'm going to call the police. I'm not going to put up with this. I'm calling
ma'am.
The police.
Ma'am, I'm just asking you nicely. It's not... It's
I
not
am telling you right now, I have never done it. And for you to call me on the phone and accuse me of doing something I've never done...
Well, no, ma'am,
I'm
not...
You made me very angry. No, you listen to me. You have got the wrong... I don't know who you think you're talking to. But I have not walked to the driveway of Burger King.
Ma'am, let me just explain. It sounds like there's a big misunderstanding. I didn't mean to make you upset or anything, but...
We
were looking at the security cam footage, and we saw you...
Let's take that security cam to the police.
Well, no, ma'am,
because I guarantee it was not me.
Ma'am.
Want to do that?
Ma'am, you're overreacting.
No, I am not. You've called me up and accused me of doing something I didn't... Listen.
Look, ma'am, can I just talk to your manager?
Pam,
can I just talk to your manager? Let me talk to your manager.
You are talking to him, her.
Well, no, come on, put Tom on. Where's Tom at? I need to talk to Tom.
Who is this? This is a joke, right?
This is Todd over at the Burger King. Put your manager on.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get in the car and drive up there to Burger King. That's what we're going to do.
Well, you better not be walking through the drive-thru again.
We don't walk through the drive-thru, you idiot. We drive.
Ma'am, I'm just...
And listen. Okay, you hang up. I'm calling the police. I am not putting up with this.
Well, no, it's just a prank call. It's just a prank call. Don't call the police. Relax.
Who is this?
My name is Richard. I'm a prank caller.
Well, you stop it.
Okay, I will.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hey, James, it's Winston from around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to let you know about the camera drone that I'm going to be sending up here in about 30 minutes. I don't know if you're home or not, but you're going to see it outside if you are.
I'm home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I should just give you a heads up then. You might want to just kind of close the windows and stay inside for about an hour or so, because I'm going to be taking some high-resolution scans of your house.
Of my house?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I guess we don't know each other all that well, but I work for Rockstar, you know, the video game developer, and we're going to be depicting the neighborhood in the next Grand Theft Auto, and your house is going to be in the next game.
You're kidding.
No, yeah, that's why I wanted to let you know, because your house is going to be used for the crack den in the game, and so if...
Jesus.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to let you know, because if you step outside, like, you might end up in the game.
Yeah, you don't need my consent or any written consent, do you?
Oh, no.
To
nope.
use it or
nope. no? No. No. No.
I don't know how I feel about that, you know? With my address, street address and the actual address of the house. I don't want people coming here saying where's this crack den that I keep hearing about on Grand Theft Auto.
Well, sir, it's a video game. I mean, there's a distinction between real life and video games. You're being silly. I mean, it's basically public knowledge, though. Like, you can't, like, your house...
Well, but it's public knowledge that my house is here, and that's the number, and this is the street, but not that it's a crack den.
Well, yeah, but it's a crack den in the game, not in real life, I assume.
Well, there are disturbed people out there who might not make that distinction.
Yeah, but there are disturbed people out there without... I mean, there are disturbed people without video games, though. Like, I don't see what the correlation is. You're just being a big old silly about the whole thing. It's no big deal. Like, you'll see it. Like, if anything, it's going to make you famous, you know? Like, you'll be like an internet celebrity.
Famous as the property owner of a crack den? I don't know if I want to be famous that way.
Well, there you go again. Like, you seem to be blurring the lines here. Like, you know it's a video game, right? Like, you're not an actual crack dealer.
Yeah, but that's what people actually do. These mass murderers, they go out there, they get all hooked up on video games and on...
Wait a minute.
And they post videos. They post videos.
So are you blaming...
They go out there and they commit...
Are you blaming video games for mass murders?
No, but the fact is that I'm an attorney and I happen to know that...
Yeah, you're a paralegal at best.
I'm an attorney. No, I'm not a paralegal. I'm an actual... I was a
no, Carlito,
attorney and I...
Carlito said that you're a paralegal. Yeah, he told me.
Who?
Carlito, he said you're a paralegal.
I don't know. Who?
Carlito Cross. He said that you're a paralegal. He said that you go around telling people that you're a lawyer, but you're really just a paralegal.
I never even heard that name.
You don't know Carlito? Yeah, he's over there on Horse Machine Ranch Road. But anyways, it's okay.
I don't know him, and I don't think he knows me. So how could he even say something like that?
Well, look, I mean, we all know that you're not really a lawyer. It's okay. Like, I don't know why you're trying to impress me.
You know what? I think this call is either a crank call.
What? No, I was just trying to be nice and let you know about the filming that's going to be going on. Jeez.
Well, I'm not agreeing to it, and I'm not agreeing to.
Yeah, but you don't need to agree to it.
Having my house featured as a crack house in a video game.
Okay, well, I'm not agreeable to that. You had to clean up a little bit then. Otherwise, we wouldn't be using your house as the crack den. Like, it's not my.
I don't know why you're. I think you got the wrong number and the wrong person.
Well, no, you're over there at 58, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's the one. It looks like shit out there. That's why. I mean, you had to just, you know, do a little bit more.
You got the wrong street.
Pretty sure I had the right house.
You got bad information.
No, I walked.
You've got bad information.
I went by there this morning.
I don't agree to this. And if you take pictures of my house,
you don't need to agree to it. Stupid.
If my house turns up in your
video, there you go. See, you don't know anything about the law.
With the address and the number, you're going to find yourself on the receiving end of a lawsuit.
You're proving Carlito correct by pretending you know about the law.
You don't have my authority to take
James.
You do not have my authority to
settle down.
This conversation's over.
Yeah.
Hello, Raymond.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Raymond. It's Richard from down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come you sound out of breath? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was sleeping.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I just woke up a few minutes ago too. I just thought we should talk about that dream we just shared.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Oh, this isn't Raymond over there at 81. I thought I had the right number.
Yeah, but we didn't share any dream. Hello?
Raymond, we don't need to make this awkward or anything. It was just a dream. I just thought we should clear the air about it. That's all.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, I guess you already forgot, but a few minutes ago, we were having a shared dream, and it was nice and everything, you know, we were out on that boat, watching the sunset and holding hands and all that, but I don't think it means anything, you know, in real life. I don't think we should change the dynamic of our relationship or anything.
I don't have any relationship with you. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Well, no, that's what I mean. We're just neighbors. We're just friends. We don't need to be going out on boats and kissing and stuff, you know.
No. What the hell's the matter with you?
Raymond, I'm just, we're neighbors, you know, we should be on good terms.
We're not neighbors. I don't know who you are.
Well, okay, we wave to each other in passing, I guess, but yeah, we're definitely neighbors, but that's where it needs to end, you know, like, it doesn't need to go any further. That's all I'm saying.
Will you quit calling this number?
Well, no, I'm just trying to clear the air, that's all. Like,
you're not clearing any air with me. I don't have any air with you.
Well, no, that's...
Get off my phone.
Well, no, Raymond, don't be like that.
What do you mean, don't be like it? Who in the fuck are you? I don't know who you are.
I told you, this is Richard. I'm just down from you a ways.
I don't know who in the hell you are, Richard.
Okay, well, then you shouldn't be dreaming with me and kissing me and everything in my dreams.
I'm gonna... fuck you up if I find out who you are, buddy.
No, that's the thing. I don't want to fuck you.
No, you goddamn it. Now get off my fucking phone.
No, I don't want to fuck you, Raymond. I just want to be your neighbor.
You're goddamn right you don't. Get off my goddamn phone. Don't call her again.
I mean, kissing you was nice, but let's keep it in the dreams. Thanks again, Cody No Name, for helping me keep things platonic with my neighbors. Thank you, I Regret Jumping, for the GTA idea. It didn't go all that well, so I'll need to speak to your manager. Thank you, everyone, for staying up with me and being supportive of my dreams that totally don't mean anything. I love you, and sweet dreams.
Kiss me out of the bearded barley nightly, beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh! Yeah. so kiss me.
I think that you have a little issue mentally. I think you ought to seek some help.